This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Joseph Goebbels once said, "If you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth." The U.S. Supreme Court may only declare something to have already been in accord with the Constitution. That court cannot make anything constitutional, because if it did, blacks would still suffer under its Dred Scott decision. Nevertheless, every day for nearly the last week, Hillary Clinton has repeated how babies in the womb have no constitutional rights. The only problem is, Hillary Clinton has used the P word. On April 3rd, Hillary Clinton said the unborn person has no rights, but all persons have rights. Going into Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin, Ted Cruz countered Clinton by recirculating an interview of his on the Constitution and is further highlighting the humanity of the unborn by calling for severe punishments for perpetrators of rape while sparing the life of children born in such circumstances. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. A tragic suicide story at lifenews.com validates the observation by many that abortion, depression, and even suicide are connected. And after news that a horrific botched abortion was made possible by a loophole in Polish law, leaders there are responding to a citizen initiative to close that abortion loophole. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.